Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Breaking ball hit in the air deep down the left field line towards the corner. On the run, Taylor to the track at the wall. It is gone. He got it just inside the pole and just over the short wall down in the left field corner. Gene Segura.
Breaking ball hit high in the air, center field and deep.
Bellinger back, track, wall, gone. And Kyle Schwarber has homered to center field.
And the pitch swung on and launched.
Left field deep. Taylor's back and he's out of room. That one is gone.
Yeah.
As Rhys Hoskins makes it four homers off of Urias tonight. And what in the world has gotten into these Phillies? It's 8-1. We're in the fourth inning.
Look at Jack with production skills and extended Phillies fever bed. All on Saturday night, those home runs, Ike Rhys.
Yeah.
Man, offensive explosion this weekend. They win three. They lose the last game. They blew the save in the ninth inning. But nevertheless, this looks like a different Phillies team coming home. Second in the NL in runs, Ike. First in doubles. Second in home runs. Second in batting average. And second in exit velocity, which is very important to you, I know.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is the team and the lineup we envision coming into the season. And, it's just fun. It was fun to watch. It was fun to see the highlights. I didn't see him live, so it was fun to see the highlights. It was great waking up in the morning to a Phillies victory on my timeline or a Jack Fritz video on my timeline. Nothing like getting a Jack Fritz video from the middle of the night.
Yeah, about like 6:30 a.m. There's nothing else you'd rather see. How's Jill handling you being up to 2 o'clock in the morning every night the last couple nights?
Everything's fine. You know, she's getting the whole bed to herself. For
oh,
her.
That's true.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's it was good. And, you know, yesterday's loss was a tough loss. Aaron Nola continues to show and improve.
Yeah.
So that's a positive coming out of all of this. Just stay around 500, and that's what baseball is. You know, this isn't the type of ball club that was going to finish 20 games over 500. That wasn't going
to
happen.
They're not good enough to do that.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is the team at the end of the year. If they're 5-6 games over 500, what is that, 88 wins?
Mm-hmm.
Kidding me? 5-6 games over 500?
Well, it's a playoff team for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, right now they're a game below 500. They're not that far off, and they're just now starting to hit. And see, if they were losing this entire time when playing at their best, that would be discouraging. It was just frustrating to be patient, waiting for these guys to find their stride and hit their stride, and that's what it seems like they've done of recent. I mean, they're being led by the reigning MVP. That was disappointing yesterday when I saw the lineup come out. I'm like, are you kidding me? The first time I get a chance to sit here and watch the damn team play during the day and Bryce Harper's out of the lineup, one of the hottest hitters in baseball. My goodness. So, but he had to get the medical procedure, and hopefully he doesn't miss a ton of time because, listen, I thought he was on pace. He was just about to hit his stride to make his first appearance as a Phillies All-Star.
Yeah, it seems like it's trending that way. I mean, he still leads the league or tied for the league in home runs. I think he's second in stolen bases.
He's
been unbelievable.
He's up there in RBIs, a lot of categories. So he's up there. And like I said, he's the reigning MVP. So he was on pace to look like he was going to get his first appearance as a Philly All-Star, and I still hope that to be true. So we can get him back in the lineup as quick as possible, and he can keep that hot bat going.
So quickly on that, so Bryce Harper had PRP injections. I was just talking about that. Well, that's where they're taking his blood, they're spinning it around, they're getting all the rich plasma and the white blood cells and all the healing growth factors from that, and then they're injecting it to wherever they want to put it. He has a small tear in his elbow, his right elbow. Mm-hmm. It what normally leads to Tommy John surgery, at least when this happens to pitchers. So they're trying to get him through this season where he can keep doesn't get any worse and he can keep back, because it's not affecting him at the plate, at least right now it's not.
Yeah.
So he missed yesterday. He has the off day today. He's gonna miss tomorrow too, Jack.
They said he could be in there Tuesday, but most likely out Tuesday.
Okay. So they're off today. So, I mean, it's just I'm with you. I was disappointed to not be able to watch the one game of the series that I was going to see in full with Bryce Harper yesterday, but he was out for this, and hopefully he's able to come back and be a little bit healthier, or at least he can be, 'cause it doesn't look like he's hurt when he's batting, right, which is all that we really care about. Jack, your takeaways? I know you were very excited from the weekend.
Yeah, I'm both excited and also, like, welcome to the season. I mean, it's been a month in, and it's kind of like – the expectations have been raised than being like parade down Broad Street because they took three or four from the Dodgers. Like, you have a $240 million payroll. Like, they played like crap for the first month of the season. I'm glad they showed a pulse. That was the most I really believed in them on the road in a long time. Like, I thought they showed good fight. Even yeah. Blowing the game Thursday, they came back and won it immediately. They blew the game Friday, come back and won it immediately. The bullpen is just is starting to show, like, all right, this is the thing that's going to hold this team back right now. Like he has no one back there he can really trust, and now Knebel's kind of leaking oil. Sir Anthony's pitching really well, but after
Familia
him,
hasn't been good.
I mean, Familia, Alvarado, like it's just
Alvarado's been a
not
disaster.
Not many trustworthy arms back there. So
Hand hasn't been great.
No, he's no longer getting the job done. But yeah, I'm glad they're playing this way. I'm glad they've kind of turned a corner here. I believe in them more. I think baseball is definitely back in baseball this summer, but I'm not like super gung ho.
Yeah, I think they still have a lot, or they leave a lot to be desired. But, again, when we talked about what this team's identity was going to be and what it was going to look like, it's starting to round into form. And so let's keep it going. I mean, that's pretty much all you can ask. They're going to have to obviously slug their way to the postseason. And if they can make some minor moves to improve the bullpen, I'm sure Dombrowski he has his eyes open. He's not sitting back saying everything's fine. Problem is, it's still early enough that no other team, except for my beloved Reds, are really out of this thing. And the Detroit Tigers, interesting, my in-laws' home team, they are still. I mean, the rest of these teams are still in it. It's still early, so nobody's going to be willing to give up anything significant right now.
Yeah,
Phillies just have to tread water, and. And at least get to the All-Star break, or get to the All-Star break. You got to get to the All-Star break.
Get to the trade deadline, near the trade deadline, where you can make a couple moves to finish it off.
Man, your Reds yesterday, a no hitter,
and lost.
Lost the game.
Yeah, when you're a bad team, you find ways to lose.
They certainly did.
Yeah.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team, no Philly sales tax, plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville or online marks-jewelers.com. Ike, do you believe the Phillies have turned the corner?
Yes.
I agree.
Yes. I mean, when we say turn the corner, I mean, it's not like they're not going to lose games anymore or go on another losing streak.
Well, I guess what I would mean by that is it felt like before that it was like, man, these are the same old Phillies. This is going to be the same thing where they're to 83 wins at the end of the year and they're not making the playoffs. At least.
See, I never felt that way. I think everybody was too quick to want to go ahead and label what the season was going to be. Because it was still early. So, to me, I never felt that way. Obviously, you didn't like the start that they got off to. But I said this a couple weeks ago. They weren't going to lead wire to wire. This obviously isn't the best team in this division. It's not. It's not. It may not even be the second best team in this division. But they have enough firepower here that they can make it interesting. And the thing with baseball is that you want to hang around long enough. You don't know if an injury is going to happen to the Mets, an injury is going to happen to a team in front of you. You want to make sure you're in position to take advantage of that. You don't. This Phillies team doesn't have to go win the World Series. We just want to end the playoff drought. That's all I'm looking for. I mean, that's all I'm looking for. That's my only expectation. Just end the playoff drought. Give me a fun summer. Give me an exciting baseball team. That's what I want to watch. And this is what I wanted to watch. I want to watch a team that knocks the ball around the ballpark and scores runs. That's what I wanted to see from this baseball team. And thankfully, they are just starting to get to that point, and it's right when school is getting ready to let out where we're going to get a chance to watch a lot of these games. They had the West Coast trip. Let's bring it back here on the East Coast. And, man, let's get ready for a big finish off May. Let's have a big June.
I am first game I'm taking my kids through next Sunday, or this Sunday, so less than a week away. Dodgers back in town, right, Jack? It's a
they'll get their revenge very quickly here.
There you go. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Phillies enter the conversation. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy, who's probably still not feeling all that great about the 76ers. Chuck, how you doing, pal?
Yanni, Mark, Jack, Reese.
Chuck,
what's up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, right? Watching that game on Thursday, I've come out. And I realized, you know what I realized after watching that game on Thursday? I truly hate Embiid. I hate Joel Embiid with a passion. Okay? This guy, Jimmy Butler, comes in, butters you up, softens you up, hates you for breakfast. You couldn't see the forest between the trees. You sit there and you throw bouquets at Jimmy Butler. If he came in and just kicked your teeth in, you helping him up off the floor. You know what I mean? This guy didn't care nothing about to help you up off the floor when you was riding around in pain in Miami. You want to love Jimmy Butler so much, Joel, you do it on your time, not on our time, not on Sixers fan time. And I got a suggestion for you. Why don't you go down there and get one of them charter planes down there this week and watch your little boyfriend play down there in Miami and have your little fun fest together down there. And while you're at it, stay down there, because I don't need a guy like you on our team. You know what I mean? You want to go up there and you want to love Jimmy Butler? Love him on your job. I tell you what I want to do. I want to go back into the draft, but I can't go back into the draft. You wonder why? Because we traded all our assets to get this fat, fluffy guy with a beard that came here and have nothing left to take to play with you. That's why I can't go back in the draft and get a Jason Tatum. I can't go back in the draft and get a Ja Morant. I can't go back in the draft and get a Luka Doncic. I can't go back in the draft and get a Giannis Antetokounmpo. I got to be stuck with your injury-prone ass every year coming into the playoffs. You know what, Joel Embiid? I'm done with you. I'm done with you. And yes, I do want you traded so I can recuperate some more assets that we lost trying to get your running rate, who clearly is over the hill.
Wow.
Wow.
Chuck, I'm not ready to necessarily push back against you and your Embiid hate, because, quite frankly, I need more passion like you on the airwaves. And it's raw and it's real, and I can appreciate it, but we're not trading Joel Embiid, brother.
Hey, well, listen, you can be stuck with him, Mike. Go ahead. You can have.
You're stuck with him too, Chuck.
He's a loser. And he's talking about bringing Bradley Beal here. Bradley Beal, why? Because that's his friend?
Yeah.
He's probably never been out of the second round either. You can put another lone, known loser next to another known loser. Joel Embiid is a loser. One of the biggest losers ever coming to Philadelphia. And he can kick rocks. He's a regular season player. He ain't never going to show up in the playoffs. And we'll never win a championship when I'm being our best player. Screw Joel Embiid!
Wow.
There he is. All right, Chuck. Appreciate it. So he's the guy I was talking about that hasn't calmed down since.
Holy smokes.
He can kick rough.
We waited 4 days for that call.
Man.
Yeah, you're not going to trade Embiid because you're never going to get anywhere near equal value. If you could trade Embiid for another fellow superstar, then you'd think about it. If Milwaukee said, hey, we'll trade you Giannis for Embiid, of course, but like you're not getting the value back in return for Embiid. The talent is there. He's an amazing player. You have to get a better team around him. And I don't disagree with what Chuck's saying about some of the intangible stuff, and he's a loser and all that stuff. And he is injured quite frequently in the playoffs, but like you have to go back to the drawing board, and you got to figure out how to get somebody here that can play with Embiid that matters. You need better players on this team, and it's not James Harden. No. If they sign James Harden to a long term contract,
yeah, we're screwed.
We're screwed.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, and that's how you lose Joel Embiid, is you sign James Harden to a four-year contract or 3 years on top of the option. That's how you get a Joel Embiid that says, I went out. Goodbye. He tries this another year or two, and the same result happens, and he says, you know what? Now I got to go somewhere else because this ain't going to happen for me. Now he's 31 years old. The clock's ticking. You know, clock's ticking. God forbid you actually have a year where everything's working and he gets hurt. Let's go to Angelo in Pottstown. Angelo, go ahead.
Hey, guys, listen, I don't really disagree with Chuck because, I mean, the way I look at it is we've already seen, we've got enough. We've seen what we've gotten from Embiid. Realistically, we've only got 3-4 years with him. If we don't get anything done now, we don't build around him. And, yeah, I like Tyrese Maxey. I can't stand Harden. But you know what? Why do we see it and the management doesn't? How do you bring back Harden? How do you bring back Doc Rivers? When, again, we exit in the second round, again because of Embiid getting hurt and everybody else around him playing like crap. I'm sick and tired of seeing this. And we knew it was going to happen. As soon as he got hurt, we knew that they were going to lay over. We knew we were going to come up with a lame game plan from Doc Rivers, who, by the way, Joe Girardi, same thing. That's why nobody cares about the Phillies. Because we know they don't have the pitching. They're not going anywhere. You know what's going to tell? San Diego and L.A. are going to come into Philly, and they're most likely going to smoke us. And then what?
Then we'll be mad again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then we're going to be mad again. But you know what? That's what's going on here. That's what we've got to deal with. Yeah, and I was traveling to North Carolina Thursday night, and I had to listen to and watch that damn game on ESPN and watch the Sixers get smoked out at home. They no show for game 5, no show for game 6. And now what do we got? What do we got? What happened with Sam Hinkie's process? The process blew up. It didn't work. And now what we've got.
But you were an anti-process guy.
Well, I, at the time, I thought, okay, maybe we'll do something with all these picks. Can you tell me that when we drafted Michael Rogers, Michael Bridges. Oh. I went to Villanova, graduated in 85. You mean to tell me that he wouldn't look good on this team? We kept him for like 10 minutes. His mom worked for the team, for God's sake.
No, I know. All right, Angelo. No, I mean, you are correct in saying if we could go back and change a lot of these different things, then this would obviously look different right now, but you can't. So what do you do from this point? Right? Like that's does James Harden come back for another year? Is Daryl Morey going to extend him 3 years? Right? Like I right now I would say that he probably extends him to a short-term contract. I hope not. But
yeah.
So Angelo started that by saying Doc's coming back. I mean, I don't think that's totally set yet. If there's another option for Doc out there, if the Lakers would be interested, I think he would move on from it. Mm-hmm. But at this point, all we know is that the Sixers aren't firing him. That's for sure.
No.
So we'll see.
It doesn't look like they're firing him.
No, it does not. Mm-hmm. Let's go to that. And the difference between the Phillies, you can look at the Phillies right now and say, yeah, this isn't a World Series team. But we, like you had said it. I want to see playoff baseball.
Yeah,
I want to feel excited.
Yeah, expectations are different. Like, I mean, if the Phillies had been in the playoffs the last 4 years,
we wouldn't care about the playoffs.
Wouldn't be saying this.
It's a mix between where the Eagles were in Ike's era, mm-hmm. but not as good, right?
Yeah. Like the Sixers, you mean with the Sixers, yes.
Yeah, they're not as good as those teams were. It's just like you're in the playoffs every year. No one cares.
Right.
The Sixers' end result the last 5 years was the whole reason why you did the process, was so you didn't end up flaming out, and that's the height that you can reach. The difference is you feel like this team actually has some upside if they can get out of their own way. And the end results are the end results. That's the only thing that really matters. But it still feels like Embiid, even when I say, like, I don't know if you're ever going to win with this guy, it doesn't mean – you just need to find the right players to put around them.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like – yeah, they're not – to me, I didn't like the team to be a championship-caliber team from the beginning. And when they traded for James Harden – I thought it would be even harder for them to be a championship caliber team. And after watching James Harden for the remainder of this season and thinking about moving forward, I just don't see how, if he is your second best player on the team, that you're going to be ready to win a title. I just don't. even if you have to get a guy that is a co-star to Joel Embiid. Like, James Harden isn't that guy. I just don't see him as that guy. So, and this team has changed a lot, really, every year. They switch pieces every year. I mean, every year, from the time they lost to Toronto to the time they lost in the bubble to last year. Like, it's something different with this team every year. It just is. So it's not like they have a core group of guys that have been here for 3 or 4 years that's been building towards something. You know, losing to Toronto was with Jimmy and Tobias and J.J. Redick and all these other guys. Losing in the bubble, you didn't have Ben Simmons. And you had Al Horford on his team. You had Josh Richardson on his team, right? Then you moved to another team last year. You brought in who do we have? Did Danny Green and them come last year? Was that last year, Danny Green?
This was his second year here, yeah.
Yeah, so you had Danny Green and those guys. Seth Curry was his first year last year, right? You had Seth Curry on the team who was a big part of your rotation. You know, now this year you got this team. You got this team. You traded Ben, so you had to bring in James Harden. Maxey became a bigger part of the puzzle. You got a young bench. You got rid of Andre Drummond, you wind up getting rid of him. So it's like it's been a different team every year. It's been a different team every year, pretty much.
And next
the
year?
The last 5 years.
And next year, maybe another different team? Or
yeah, it's possible. It's possible it's going to be another different team. Or they're going to run it back with the same group.
With a couple minor tweaks.
Yep.
Let's go to John. John's in Ocean View. John, go ahead. What up?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
What's up, John?
Great show. So what do you guys think about Joel? What do you think he's thinking? I think he's thinking that he's got to get out of here. If he ever wants a chance to be on a championship team, I think he's already decided that it's not going to be here. All the solutions we hear that you just talked about is not painting a very good picture. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, if I were him, I'd say it's time to move on, especially now that the fans are starting to turn against him. What do you think? Do you think that's
I don't think he's there yet.
Yeah, he's not there yet, I don't believe. Plus he just signed an extension.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't he sign an extension?
Yeah, so John, if they keep Harden and they come back next year and the same thing happens, and then if Harden signed long term, then maybe Embiid starts being like, well, what are we doing here? I mean, if you want to know what he thinks, just listen to him after the game. He's disappointed and shocked like a lot of fans, but he just said it at the press conference to where we're talking about it on the air. He said, I thought we were getting Houston Harden. I thought we were getting a better player. I thought we were getting somebody that could make a difference. And all we did was get a guy that's past his prime. He called him a playmaker. What he really meant is he's a guy that can't score, and he's got to be a facilitator at this point. Right? He's disappointed, and he's probably pissed, and he's looking at this team and saying, like, is this really what they expect? Like, we're going to win with this? With James Harden and Tobias Harris and Doc as our coach, and I'm sure he loves Maxey, but he knows he understands what this team is. If he's watching games right now, he's like, well, damn. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I'm going to have to be healthy, and I'm going to have to drag this team to as far as I can take them. And even then, as a 7'2" center, how far can I take this team?
Not enough.
Not enough, bro.
We can't even beat. Think about it. Who's the best team we beat with Joel Embiid in the playoffs?
It wasn't last year because you lost to the Hawks, beat the Wizards.
Yeah, it's always the first round opponent.
And they were,
that's what I'm saying. Who's the best opponent that they've beaten? They beat the Wizards.
The Heat, the first Heat
they
around?
Beat the Heat.
They beat Miss Games. Then.
Nets.
They beat Toronto in the first round with no real star, Pascal. In other words, I'm trying to figure out the best player that we've beaten in the playoffs
with
Joel Embiid. Who?
Siakam,
right. I just watched Jason Tatum knock off Kyrie, Kevin Durant, and Giannis.
Well, Beal, but
I don't care who. You can name whomever you want. I'm just saying, I just watched Jason Tatum knock off Kyrie, Kevin Durant, and Giannis. That's who I watched Jason Tatum knock off. Also watched Jason Tatum when they didn't have Kyrie, when Jason Tatum was either in his first year or second year, take LeBron to Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, that's what I've watched Jason Tatum do as a player. So we can have all the regular season wins and this and that and the other we want. When you get in the playoffs and it's mano a mano, your team, their team. Like, Luka just knocked off Chris Paul and Devin Booker. 64-win team. Luka and a bunch of CYA players, man. Who the hell, no offense, Jalen Brunson, Jalen Brunson, Reggie Bullock.
Dinwiddie,
Spencer Dinwiddie, right? Who, by the way, that may be the best player we've beaten. Also, he was on that net scene with D'Angelo Russell a couple years ago. Just think about the players they knocked off. Like, they knocked off Phoenix. Who they beat in the first round?
Utah.
They beat at least Donovan Mitchell. Would Donovan Mitchell not be the best player we've beaten?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they were just the number one seed in the playoffs the year before, so it's not like it's a chopped liver team that they beat.
That's what I'm saying. So I look back at our team, even our playoff teams, I'm like, man, when have we really beaten anybody in the playoffs?
Their accomplishments have been not great.
Like, what star player have we beaten?
I mean, the star power would be Beal and Westbrook. That team is terrible.
Right.
They were under 500.
So the Wizards are the best team that we've beaten.
And they stink. I mean, they're an 8 seed. Like,
exactly.
I mean,
exactly. That took us, what, 5 games?
Like, honestly, the most impressive series is probably the Raptors series last year, but it's not like that was an impressive victory.
The one we lost to?
No, the one they just played. Like the
Oh, okay, yeah.
The 7 games against Kawhi might have been their best series that they've played.
Yeah.
And you look at that team. I mean, that's looking back on that team.
That team was loaded.
Yeah,
that
team was
loaded. Sixers team was. Yep. I'd kill to have that Sixers team right now.
We definitely took it for granted.
Coming up, listen, we didn't get into it on Friday. We'll add this into the conversation.
Some of us literally ran Jimmy Butler out of town.
The Spike Guest can deliver.
215. What's Spike saying these days?
Well, I mean, he was Booker over Luka. He was
Trae Young over Luka.
He was Jimmy Butler's a fake superstar.
Well, by the way, screw Jimmy Butler, right?
He doesn't like Jokic.
215. He doesn't like Jokic. 215.
His basketball takes. I'm just saying.
592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We didn't get into one on Friday. The Eagles schedule is out. Your reaction to the Eagles schedule, and what will we do when Carson Wentz, the Bronco, makes his return to Philly? All of that is coming up next. We'll throw the Eagles into the conversation as well. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, if you're like most people, you've tried all the usual weight loss gimmicks, counting points, eating nothing but protein, shake diets, and none of it has worked. Well, one call to 855-5NJ-DIET can change everything. Because with NJ Diet, you can lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 pounds in only 40 days. The program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet and workout regimen to help you keep it off. And if you're not sure you can do it alone, NJ Diet is with you every step of the way. You are fully monitored to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. You get all the information, doctor's personal email and phone number. NJ Diet's all natural. No shots, no hormones, no surgery, and no dreaded prepackaged foods. Locations, Newark, Delaware, Cherry Hill, King of Prussia, or from home with live online video consultations. Call them today, NJ Diet. It's 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or go to njdiet.com and lose the weight for good. njdiet.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.